I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, February 7th. Three people were hospitalized after a rollover crash in Quincy early today. Police say a vehicle crashed on Washington Street at the Four River Rotary in Quincy Points just before 4 a.m. The car landed on its roof, and the three occupants were taken by ambulance to Boston Medical Center for treatment of what were believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. The crash is under investigation. Cafe Maddie on Wollaston Beach in Quincy will not reopen this year. Owner Matthew Morse has posted a message on the restaurant's website saying that after four summers, Cafe Maddie is closing. Morse went on to thank his customers and also said he welcomed a new restaurant, Garden Patch by the Sea, a new vegetarian restaurant that will be opening at the Cafe Maddie location this spring. The process of building a new Squantum Elementary School begins tonight when Mayor Thomas Koch asks the City Council to approve $1.5 million for a feasibility study to replace the 100-year-old school. Koch and Ward 6 City Councilor Bill Harris will present the City Council with the next step in the process that's needed to win some state reimbursement for the project. The city has gone through the same process in the past for the new Quincy High School, Central Middle School, and most recently the new Southwest Middle School. The next step for a new Squantum school is to determine educational programming, space needs, studying potential alternatives, and a first draft of potential school designs. After the feasibility study, the city will move forward with a full design and then ask the City Council to approve a full budget for the new school. Nearly $900,000 in assets forfeited by a man who spent 20 years as a fugitive after he was charged with fraud and grand larceny in New York and who for years lived under an assumed name in Quincy will be distributed to the victims of a real estate investment scam that he ran. Scott Wallace, who had been a fugitive since 1997, was arrested in April 2017 and convicted in Boston federal court the following year on charges including wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, misuse of a Social Security number, and tax evasion. The charges were in connection with a nearly $2 million real estate investment fraud scheme that he operated while living in Quincy under the alias Eugene Grathwall. He was sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison in order to pay over $1.9 million in restitution to his victims, more than $300,000 to the IRS, and $70,000 to Social Security and Medicare. Using the alias, Wallace collected the money from at least 24 people, purportedly for a beachfront redevelopment project at the former Beachcomber on Quincy Shore Drive, but he actually used the money on personal expenses. Much of the restitution money came from Wallace's retirement account from the law firm where he worked prior to being indicted in 1997 in New York, and which he had tried to transfer to his ex-wife, with whom he was still in contact. His ex-wife in 2018 was sentenced to a year of probation after pleading guilty to lying to authorities by saying she had not had any contact with Wallace for 15 years. Dozens of police officers were among the hundreds of people who paid their respects to a fallen Boston Police Department officer during his wake yesterday. Visiting hours for Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, a 16-year veteran of the department, were held from 3 to 7 yesterday at St. Francis of Assisi Church in Braintree. At about 5:30, a procession of officers led O'Keefe's body into the church while a bagpipe band played outside. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was among those who attended O'Keefe's wake. The 46-year-old O'Keefe was found unresponsive in the snow outside of a Canton home in the early morning hours of January 29th, the same time a nor'easter was battering much of Massachusetts. He was transported to Good Samaritan Hospital in Brockton, where he was pronounced dead. The girlfriend, 41-year-old Karen Reed of Mansfield, was arrested in connection with his death last week. Reed was arraigned on charges of manslaughter, leaving the scene of a motor vehicle collision causing death and motor vehicle homicide the following day. She was freed on bail. Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey said the couple had been together the night before O'Keefe was found unresponsive. During Reed's arraignment in Stoughton District Court, prosecutors said she went back to the Canton home to search for O'Keefe and found his body in the snow. O'Keefe's family said the officer had been raising his niece and nephew after O'Keefe's sister and her husband died. A funeral mass at St. Francis of Assisi in Braintree is set for 11:30 this morning. Dozens gathered outside Tufts Children's Hospital yesterday to show their support in keeping the Boston Pediatric Hospital open. On January 20th, Tufts Medical Center announced it would close its children's hospital effective July 1st and instead collaborate with Boston Children's Hospital. The pediatric inpatient beds at Tufts Children's Hospital will be converted to adult care. As Tufts Medical said, it has been forced to turn away hundreds of adult patients each month. Former pediatric patients of Tufts were among those who attended the rally near the large teddy bear statue outside the building as nurses looked on at the demonstration from inside the hospitals. In a statement, Tufts Medical Center said it is committed to providing exceptional care and intends to continue extensive services for children on the TMC campus and in the community, including outpatient appointments with trusted Tufts primary care and specialty care pediatricians and nurses, day surgery, and one of the region's largest, most respected neonatal intensive care units. Tufts Medical also stated that its collaboration with Boston Children's Hospital will ensure that when a child needs to stay at a hospital overnight, they will have excellent care. A bill addressing the increasing costs of prescription drugs is scheduled to come up for a vote in the state Senate this week. The legislation would establish a process for identifying drug price thresholds that pose a public health risk and recommending pricing measures to increase patient access to necessary medications. Drug manufacturers that fail to comply with the process would be required to pay a fee into a trust fund for a new drug cost assistance program to support patients with certain chronic health conditions that disproportionately harm communities of color and low-income communities. The legislation would also limit out-of-pocket spending on insulin by eliminating deductibles and coinsurance and permanently capping co-pays at $25 per 30-day supply. 21 other states already capped co-payments for insulin. The bill would also take steps to provide patients with greater access to mail-order prescriptions and to ensure patients can get their prescription drugs from the pharmacy they choose by letting independent pharmacists become licensed to dispense specialty drugs and contract with insurance plans to provide specialty medications to those patients. Massachusetts is providing more than $13 million in grants to install more than 300 electric vehicle fast charging stations at 150 locations around the state. Those grants have been awarded to 54 government and private entities under the Massachusetts Electric Vehicle Incentive Program, the State Department of Environmental Protection, and the state. The grants cover 100% of the eligible cost to acquire and install publicly accessible charging stations at government-owned properties and 80% at all other locations, up to $50,000 per charging port. The charging stations are a step toward the increased deployment of these clean vehicles, which will reduce greenhouse gas emissions, improve air quality and public health, enhance energy diversity, and promote economic growth. According to Governor Baker, the transportation sector accounts for more than 40% of the greenhouse gases emitted in Massachusetts. Of the $13 million, $1.5 million is coming from Massachusetts' share of the $2.9 billion settlement with Volkswagen following an emissions cheating scandal, and $11.6 million from the Massachusetts Climate Mitigation Trust Fund. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 21 points. The NASDAQ was up 219. The S&P rose 23. Asian stocks are lower today. The dollar is higher. The euro is down. Oil at almost $92 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Orlando 116-83. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Look out for some afternoon showers today. High of 40 degrees. The showers will linger into this evening. Low 22. Tomorrow, scattered morning showers. High of 41. Wednesday, partly cloudy. High 40. 46 on Thursday with sun and clouds. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light southeast wind. High tide right after 4 p.m. Sunrise at 6:50. Set at 5:06. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, February 7th.